it's always good to have the wee bit of time to work on things that that we need to work on coming into this. But yeah, look, the Gerbs are keen to get out and play a competitive game. They played a couple of challenge matches, so it's good to get the, you know, proper playing a proper match.
Before we get on to this Saturday's game, it has been, you know, over a month since that game against Armagh. Things didn't really go to plan that day, but I'm sure, as you say, you've learned a lot from that defeat on the big stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we probably got a lot out of the Ulster final because, you know, we were up against a real good team. You know, I thought we competed really well in big parts of the game. We were slack for the first two goals and kind of took the game out of our hands quite early. But look, I thought the girls battled back hard and done well. You know, come back better in the second half, got some good scores. Girls come off the bench, got good scores. So, look, we entered the video. You know, as I said, and numerous times, we're a very, very young team. So the best way of showing these girls where we're going wrong is put the video up and we point out what we need to work on. And like we've been doing that, Karen and Poggy have been putting the girls to their paces now a lot over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And hopefully now, like we had a tough task on Saturday, but hopefully we're going to see the fruits of that hard work.
Galway are the opponents this weekend. They've had a great year so far. They were fairly untouchable in Division 2 and then went on to win Connacht. Is it safe to say this is one of the top teams in the country you're coming up against on Saturday, James?
Yeah, no doubt about it. They lost in the All-Ireland final last year. It wouldn't surprise me if they won it, if they won All-Ireland this year, because like they have 10, 12 really, really seasoned players who are right in the prime, and that's what you need. You need those girls and the answer to the call to Galway time after time. So they're a really good team, and our job is to try and do a job and try and slow them down, frustrate them a wee bit, turn the ball back out, and then when we get a chance, then try and get the other side on transition and get the ball in behind, get a few scores ourselves.
Yeah, a little bit difficult. These are the kind of games the girls will want to play in. You know, a home fixture in the All Ireland Senior Championship. Hopefully, a big crowd in Lifford. This is where you want to be.
Absolutely, but the girls. This is what the girls want. This is how you judge yourself. You judge yourself on playing in the All Ireland series against Galway and then against Tipperary. They're Galway's a solid team, but the girls are really looking forward to it, to see where they've come from in the Ulster final, see what improvements we made, and again seeing where we learn from this again and we move on, because we're by far the finished article. So it's going to take a wee bit of time, but. We learn from every game, and Karen does a video out then, and it's very, very good. Like, it shows the girls what we need to do better, but you know, they'll be keen to get out there on Saturday afternoon and play a bit of ball.
What about playing in Lifford, James? The side seem to enjoy the venue. You were actually unbeaten in Lifford during the league campaign with a couple of good wins against Tip and Monaghan, so that'll give the girls some confidence as well.
Yeah, look at this. We pushed for Lifford because the girls have played a lot of football at underage level, schools level. And this is where they're more comfortable, and they like to play on that maybe a tighter pitch. And at the same time, we want to do what's best for the girls. The girls want to play in Lifford every year, and that's who we want to play.
Finally, squad wise, everybody fit and raring to go, or do you have any injury worries?
Yeah, look, the only one possibly is maybe Elita Boyle has carrying a wee bit of an injury, and we will, you know, she may be available. We don't know yet for sure, but. If not for this game, she'd be available for Tipperary again.